This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, British politician stabbed at a meet and greet. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Sir David Ames, a 69-year-old Conservative Member of Parliament, was at a meet-and-greet with his constituents at the Belfares Methodist Church in Lay-on-Sea, Essex, when he was stabbed multiple times and later died from the attack. Sir David served in politics since 1983. He was supportive of the 2016 Brexit campaign, Leave Means Leave, and the Break with the Bloc campaigns in 2020. According to the UK Parliament website, most MPs, or members of Parliament, hold meet-and-greets, which the British call constituency surgery, to give people an opportunity to meet them and discuss matters of concern. They usually hold these events weekly and advertise them locally and online. John Lamb, a local councillor for the Conservative Party, was on location and reported that, "I'm told that when he went in for his meet and greet, there were people waiting to see him, and one of them literally got a knife out and just began stabbing him. He was with a female member of staff from his constituency office and another female member of staff from his parliamentary office." At that time, he commented about the status of Sir David's health, and Lamb said, "It's 2 hours since it happened, and they are still working on him here. He hasn't been taken to the hospital yet. He was very involved in the community and a lovely man." Sadly, the emergency services were not able to save his life, and he passed away at the scene. The Essex Police Twitter account updated the situation, saying that they have recovered the weapon and have arrested a 25-year-old man in relation to the attack. They are not looking for anyone else. Flags around British Parliament will be flown at half-mast. Pray for Sir David Ames's wife and 5 children and the rest of the family as they mourn this tragic loss.